People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
I need you to confront you. I need you to confront you because you're the one holding you up. I need you to confront you. I need you to look in the mirror and tell you, you are not going to do me like this no more. You're not going to keep procrastinating. You're not going to keep thinking like that. I need you. You're not. You're not going to continue to sabotage me. You're not. I get frustrated with humans when somebody's late and they upset. I get frustrated with humans when somebody borrows money from you and you don't pay it back and you upset. I get upset with humans when you go out to eat and they don't bring your food out the way you want your food out and you are so upset and you let them have it. But then you disappoint you when you don't let you have it. You give you a pass. You give you a pass. You are not where you're supposed to be financially, and you gave yourself a pass. You know you better than that. You know you should be further in life, but you keep letting you slide. It's time you punish you.
You need to tell you, no more TV, no more snacks, no more desserts, no more, no, we working out now. No more alcohol, not right now. No, I can't handle it right now. You need to tell you that you owe you something.
Hold you accountable and don't let you off the hook. I want you to challenge you this year to do something you've never done before, to have something you've never had before.
Any goal that you want to achieve that's worthwhile in your life require all in effort. Every moment, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every fucking year, for as long as it fucking takes for you to get where you're going, you should be consumed with that path. What you do at night matters. What you do in the morning matters. What you do when your friends are out drinking matters. What you do on Saturday matters. What you do on Sunday matters. The success clock doesn't give a fuck what day it is. It's gonna run no matter what. And you guys pretend like you can work 7, 8, 10 hours a day and then spend the rest of your time getting off and you think you're gonna be somewhere and you're not. You have to dedicate every fucking breath, every fucking ounce of energy, and every fucking thought and effort that you possibly have in your heart to becoming what it is you want to be.
I want to introduce y'all to this very simple concept. It's a very simple concept. If you want it, you gotta go get it. It's time to stay focused. It's time to decide clubs, partying, trying to fit in and socialize, rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you not clubbing? Like every time I text you and invite you to go do something fun and cool, you always studying. Because I'm trying to get it. The more weird you are is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your shit. Molding and shaping and developing your ideas and your craft so that when it's time for you to make your rounds, you gonna fly. You still got work to do. Stay on that basketball court. Stay on that football field. All the homies texting and calling and trying to make you feel bad about being so focused. It's grind season, homie. It's not about today. It's about the future. You do the work now and all of this that you could ever want to do for your family, your kids, your loved ones, it's all going to be on a whole nother stratosphere.
This suffering, this sacrifice you're making is an indicator of progress. It's an indicator of obsession. It's an indication of progress towards our dreams.
Dreams require sacrifices. You're not entitled to your dream. You have to fucking believe for your fucking dream.
The price you will pay for not making your dream come true is far greater than the one that you will pay to make it come true.
If you can't stick to something for 5 days, you deserve to have a shitty life. You deserve to get your ass kicked. You deserve to be miserable. We're talking about 5 days. We're not talking about 50 years. We're not talking about the 5 years it probably takes to build something worthwhile. We're not talking about the 5 months it could take for you to lose 100 pounds. We're talking about 5 days. And you can't even stick to it for that. So what the do you think you deserve? You deserve exactly what you do. And that's the truth. That's the things your friends won't tell you when you're bitching and moaning about how your life sucks on Friday night, drinking a fucking brewski with your boys. That's the your mom won't tell you when you're sitting in your mom's basement playing fucking video games when you should be reading or improving or working out or doing something. It doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter how frustrated or angry or depressed or upset you are. All that matters is that you do what needs to be done on a daily basis over and over and over again. And if you do that and it gets done, it's irrelevant how you feel. And I can tell you this, if you do that for long enough, you're going to feel a lot fucking better about your life than you do right now.
How many more nights of sleep you going to lose running around complaining about your life?
Stop being a lazy, bum-ass person that's full of excuses, sitting around on the pity potty, coming up with every excuse in the world as to why you ain't winning. You are the reason you're not winning. You are the reason you look the way you look. You are the reason you're unemployed. You are the reason why your surroundings are so dysfunctional and negative. It's a choice. You have thought your way into a depression. You have thought your way into negativity and misery. It's all in the mind. Change your mind and it will change your life. It's time you get off the pity potty. Stop complaining about being out of shape when you never go to the gym. Stop looking at your stomach when you get out of the shower and your body and complaining about the way you look when you're eating everything in sight and never going to the gym. You just have to wake up. You just have to break that negative spirit. You have to break through all of that shit that you're carrying.
Everybody wants to be better. Everyone talks about becoming better. But I'll tell you right now, it doesn't just happen. You want to improve? You want to get on a workout program or a clean diet or start a new business? You want to write a book or make a movie or build a house or a computer or an app? Where do you start? You start right here. When do you start? You start right now. You initiate action. You go. That idea isn't going to execute itself. That book isn't going to write itself. Those weights out in the gym, they aren't going to move themselves. You have to do it, and you have to do it now. So stop thinking about it. Stop dreaming about it. Stop researching every aspect of it and debating the pros and cons of it. Start doing it. Take that first step and make it happen here and now.
It takes courage. It takes commitment. It takes discipline. These are all things that you need to have, because let me tell you this, when you do, magic is going to start to happen, baby. You'll start to move forward and achieve that thing. You'll start respecting yourself more. You'll start carrying yourself differently and think that you can take on the fucking world.
I actually appreciate my haters. My haters keep me grinding. I tell them all the time, if you want to pay attention to success, watch me. A lion never negotiates with a hyena. He ain't waking up in the morning and saying, I'm going to go hang out with some hyenas. He ain't going to the same clubs where he know the hyenas don't like him anyway, because he don't concern himself with the conversations of hyenas. An eagle flies at a certain altitude, and the only other bird flies at that altitude is another eagle. So if he find himself flocking with pigeons, he may be flying too low. See, sometimes we asking ourselves, why my friends treating me like this? You hanging out with pigeons. Why are they talking about me like this? Man, you hanging out with pigeons. Eagles ain't got time to gossip. Kings don't gossip. Fools party, kings celebrate. You got to come out your comfort zone, because your comfort zone is the deadliest place you will ever be.
You should never feel comfortable. You should be happy and dissatisfied.
Your ability to go all in, and when I say all in, I mean all the in, every moment, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every fucking year, for as long as it fucking takes for you to get where you're going, you should be consumed with that path.
If you want to show me you want to win that bad, pack your calendar. You pack your calendar, that's how you show the world that you want to win, because everything is based off of activity.
It's very hard when you go up against somebody that shows up every flipping day, where you sit there and say, take
a damn week off. Go on vacation. Why don't you slow down for a day or a month or 2 months or 3 months? Please, let me catch up.
Because hungry people, they're just more urgent than everybody else. If I need to learn a skill set today, I'm going to go buy the course today. I'm going to get better at it today. Not tomorrow, not this afternoon, not later on tonight, today.
What you do at night matters. What you do in the morning matters. What you do when your friends are out drinking matters. What you do on Saturday matters. What you do on Sunday matters. The success clock doesn't give a what day it is. It's going to run no matter what. And you guys pretend like you can work 7, 8, 10 hours a day and then spend the rest of your time off, and you think you're going to be somewhere, and you're not. And you're surrounded by people who enable this thought process. Your good friends, your family, people who have accepted mediocrity as a life. Oh, you don't need to work on weekends. Why do you work so hard at night? Why do you get up so early and do that? Why do you train so hard? Why are you reading all these books when we're out drinking beer?
When you're obsessed, they're like, why are you going to be so crazy? Why can't you be satisfied? Why do you always got to get things so perfect? Why do you spend so much time here? When you're obsessed, people think you're nuts.
Anybody ever tell you, hey, look, just be satisfied with what you got? No! Don't believe. Get them away from you. You should never be satisfied with what you got. You should double your business. Triple it. Because the attempt to get more makes you into something better.
Easy never pays well. So if you're thinking that it's just going to be a walk in the park, you're dead fucking wrong. You have to give it every fucking bit of effort and energy you have to pull it off.
You have a choice to either give up or keep going. Give up or get up.
You have to save your own life. Nobody's going to be able to save it for you. So we have to do what we have to do, no matter what it is.
You're going to have to be your own hero. So you can stop waiting for it, you can stop wishing for it, and you can get on with the rest of your life.
I love myself enough not to be trapped in the same doggone spot for the rest of my life.
I'm not stupid. I see what's going on, but I don't want to focus on that, because if I put my energy into something negative, automatically my body's going to respond and I'm going to start doing negative stuff. That's the way the body is designed. You talk negative and your body does negative. You talk negative, you get diseases. You talk negative, mentally certain things happen. I'm not stupid. I know how to talk negative, but I've come to realize that when you think optimistically and you speak positively, you can speak those things which are not as though they were. You can say certain things out your mouth and make it happen.
You want affirmation? Look yourself in the mirror and say, I think I can. I think I can. I know I can. Do whatever it takes. You your biggest driver.
You see, the fight's not over if you've been knocked down. It's only over if you quit.
All I'm saying is don't quit. I didn't say don't rest. I didn't say don't recover. I said don't quit. Mentally, you ain't got to take off. Mentally, you can stay connected.
And some of you are not successful because every single time you run up against a trial, every time you run up against a tribulation, you stop and you give it up too easy. I need effort from you. I need you to match whatever effort the enemy is putting up. Match the doggone effort. At the end of pain is your million. At the end of pain is your reward. At the end of pain is your productivity. At the end of pain is your promise. So stop crying about it and use your energy to get through it.
You gotta look at life when life knocks you down and says, this all you got? Is this it? I was born in the dark, shaped in the dark, molded by the dark. I will break you. You recycle your pain. You use your pain.
Pain is temporary. Pain is your friend. Pain is going to take you to the next level. No pain, no gain. But I want you to feel that pain going through your body. And as pain leaves your body, guess what's going to take its place? Success.
Recycle your pain. You can decide the shape, the form. You can decide the product that comes from your pain. I cannot stop what happens to me, but I can dictate how I respond.
But if you weep, you will be broke. And I'm not here because I'm the best. I'm here because they tried to break me and they could.
I invested too much to quit. I made too many sacrifices to give up. So when life happens, I don't just sit there and cry. I buck back. I buck back.
Average people live off talent. Phenomenal people live off efforts.
Life's gonna whip your butt. Life is gonna bully you. Stop whining. Stop crying. Nobody cares. Let it hit you, but don't let it punk you.
And I'm telling you right now, don't give up. I'm telling you right now, don't give in. Get through it.
I don't care if you're sick. I don't care what you're going through. If you're not dead, he ain't through with you yet.
As long as you waking up, you still in the game. As long as you alive, you can still make it happen. As long as there's breath in your nostrils, you still in the game. You still can win. Now get your butt up. And you will promise me that from this day forward, you will not be defeated.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
What happens when you're a gazelle and you're not being pushed? You're not being prodded. You're not given a reward. Nobody's encouraging you. What happens when you're a gazelle and the lion's not chasing you anymore? You stop running. Well, what happens when you're a lion? When you're a lion, it does not make a difference. You realize that if your family is going to eat, that if that pack of lions is to survive, then you gotta go hunt.
If the lion is the king of the jungle, how can he be the king of the jungle? If he's not the biggest, the elephant is probably one of the biggest. He can't be the fastest because that's a cheetah. He can't be the smartest. So he's not the biggest, the fastest, or the smartest. So how does a lion become the king of the jungle? His mentality.
A part of being a beast just ain't eating a gazelle. A part of being a beast is the hunts. It's the hunt that they're excited about. They like to see the gazelles run. Then poof, they take off. Cause real lions like to hunt. They love the process just as much as they love the prize. And some of y'all just want to score. You don't like the process. You're not in love with the process. A true hunter's goal is not the prize. A true hunter's goal is to hunt. That's what they live for. They live to hunt. They don't just live to catch it. It's the whole process. When you are a true hunter, you don't go by time. You go by the gazelle. When you are a true hunter, you hunt until you get a gazelle, and you don't stop until you get one. And then you get another, and then you get another, and you get another. If you're going to do what you say you're going to do, be what you say you're going to be, you're going to have to lie me out. You a gazelle, you going to come up short. You a gazelle, you going to have an average experience. You a student, I need you in lion mode. You an entrepreneur, I need you in lion mode. You trying to lose weight, lion mode. You can't do nothing significant in gazelle mode, nothing. Nothing impressive happens in gazelle mode. Nothing happened in run mode, give up mode, quit mode, scared mode, fearful mode, nothing happened. Everything happened in lion mode, like I'm coming to get you.
Most of y'all aren't going to do a f***ing thing. And you're going to be mad at me because I f***ing said it. When in reality, you should be mad at yourself because 2 years ago you said shh. Last year you said shh. This year you're saying shh. And next year you're going to be saying the same shh. How about this for 2021? We look at ourselves in the mirror and we tell ourselves the truth. We look at our lives and we tell ourselves the truth. Truth is this, it's very simple. You're either doing it or you're not doing it. You've either been executing or you haven't been executing. You either are truly ready to make a fucking change or you're not. It doesn't matter how many fucking videos you watch. It doesn't matter how many courses you buy. It doesn't fucking matter. What matters is what you're going to do. You've got to make a decision that you are not going to be like everybody else. You are not going to live how they live. You are not going to eat how they, you're not going to drink how they drink. You're not going to do the kind of work they can do. And then you've got to go do that. And you've got to do it one day at a time. Win today. Then you wake up tomorrow and you do the same thing. Then you wake up on Wednesday and you do the same thing. Then you wake up on Thursday and you do the same thing. And when you get to the point where you're winning every day and it's automatic, guess what happens? Winning becomes not something that you aspire to do. Winning becomes who the fuck you are.
I am not phenomenally skilled, but I'm phenomenally willed. My IQ may never change, but my will changes every year. I get stronger and stronger and more determined. Why? Because it's in my DNA. I want to be successful. I want to execute. I want to make all my dreams become a reality. I want to do everything I said I'm going to do. So my appetite increases. It gets stronger every year. I want more every year. I want to do more every year. I want to help more every year. I want to be bolder. I want to be better. I want to be stronger. Every single year. Every single year, your appetite should go up. You should never get settled. You should never get settled. You should never get content. Every single year.
The waiting and the thinking and the planning, that stuff doesn't get you anywhere. It doesn't move you forward. In fact, you're going backwards. You're going backwards because the world is moving forward. So if you're standing still, you're actually going backwards. So don't sit around and think about it anymore.
Take action.
I don't care how small it is. I don't care how minuscule the movement is, but make movement. Move forward and do that every single day, no matter what.
Be what it is you claim to be about. Be what it is you truly want to be. If you truly want to be successful, if you truly want to change your life, if you truly want to lose 50, 100, 200, 500 fucking pounds, be about it today.
This is not a year that you're going to be doing a lot of talking. This is the year for grinding. This is not the year of dreaming. We're not dreaming no more. We're not wishing no more. We're not watching other people ride the ride no more. We're not watching people cash checks no more. We're not doing that no more. This is our year.
You know what's so funny? We want people to make guarantees to us, but we're not willing to make guarantees to ourselves. Somebody gave you a guarantee, 30-day guarantee. In 30 days, if you don't make what they told you was gonna make, you got an attitude, you want your money back. But you've never demanded your money back from yourself. You've never looked at yourself in the mirror and said, you let you down.
You keep saying you ain't on the next level because of the economy. You keep saying you ain't on the next level because it ain't the season. You keep saying you ain't on the next level because the opportunity ain't there. The truth of the matter is that you ain't there because you ain't there.
Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror and said, I'm not getting up on time. I'm not going to work on time. I'm not putting in 120% when I'm at work. I let me down.
And there are some of you, you know what you want, but you are not personally willing to do the work it takes to get it. What you're trying to do is do what you've done on this level and get the next level. You're like, I'm getting up every day. I'm putting in 2.5. I'm putting in 3, and I'm not getting the opportunity. The opportunity might require getting up and working out 3.5. It might require you saying no to your friends. It might require you changing your diet. It might require you moving to another city. Whatever it takes, you got to be willing to do it. And you keep saying you're not there because of something else, because it's easier to blame somebody else.
That's the problem with some of you. You always want to hold other people to the fire, but you're not holding yourself to the fire. You owe you an explanation. You owe you an explanation. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you? You need to put yourself on punishment. You need to tell you no more TV, no more snacks, no more desserts, no more alcohol, no, we working out now. You need to tell you that you owe you something. We're tired of this 60% you. We're tired of this crying you, this complaining you. We're tired of this furniture. Greatness is in you. You are here. You here. Leave your doggone mark. You here. Do something. So whatever you got to do, you do it. And there are those of you who were this close, but you compromised. You let your feelings get the best of you.
It's time for you to cut average. It's time for you to cut good so you can finally get to great.
There are no excuses. You cannot cheat success. You gotta work for it. You gotta breathe it. You gotta sleep it. You gotta eat it. You gotta put forth 120%.
I didn't get here making excuses. And I stopped being a victim. I stopped saying, I've got to wait for good things to happen to me. And I said, I'm going to grind. I'm going to fight. I'm going to work. I'm going to learn. I'm going to do everything in my power. Every single day, I'm going to do everything in my power to become a victor and not a victim.
It only takes one extra push-up. It only takes one extra mile. It only takes one extra grade. It only takes one extra effort. It only takes one extra something to get you to where you're trying to get to. And the goal is, you gotta go a little further than the man who's trying to get what you're trying to get. And can't nobody stop me but me.
You gotta get this beast mode. You gotta embody beast mode. Everything about you has to
say, I ain't playing. If it's to have, I'm gonna get it. And I ain't leaving none of it behind. It's mine. I'm coming to get it. I'm coming to get it. I'm coming to get it.
I'm going to try to be the best that I can be, the strongest, the fastest, the smartest human being that I can become, better than I was yesterday, better than people thought I could be, better than I thought I could be.
When you cut this off, I want you to go look yourself in the mirror and I want you to vow, no more excuses. Like from this day forward, I'm not going to be getting pumped up, I'm not just going to be fired up, I'm about to start applying. Because listen to me very closely, the difference between people who talk about it and people who do it is one simple word. Application. They hear it, and they don't just hear it, they digest it, and when they digest it, boom, they do something with it. I don't need you to learn a lot of stuff this year. I don't need you to learn 40 things this year. If you can learn one thing, I'm talking about learn it. I'm talking about put it deep within. Not you hear it, not you read it, not you see it. If you can give me one principle a month that you own, that becomes a part of who you are, that changes how you think, that changes how you behave. If you can become an executor, if you can execute, you can do the unthinkable. You can make all your milestones become a reality. If it stopped being a hobby, you doing it when you feel like it. You doing it when you get time. You doing it on your lunch break. You're not serious. You're not eating it. You're not eating it. You're not dreaming it. It's not haunting your dreams at night. I'm telling you right now, there are those of you, you are going to do the unthinkable if you can shut it down. You got to shut the TV down. You got to shut certain people down. You are minimizing right now, and you need to optimize.
This is going to be a full commitment to creating the kind of person that can make the right decision even when it's the last thing they want to do. When they're tired, when they're sore, when they're hungry, when they're stressed, when they're frustrated, when they're angry, when the world is crashing down on their shoulders, they will still make the right decision. Your only solution is to become that kind of a person. Start today, and in 365 days, you will look back and you will say, that was the day. That was the day that everything changed. That was the day that my life changed. That was the day that my family changed. That was the day my community changed, my state changed, and my country changed because I changed.
There is a difference between passion and obsession. When you're passionate, everybody cheers you on. They're stoked for you. Oh, you found your passion? Awesome. Follow your passion. Live with passion. Be passionate. Chase your passions. Everything. Like passion, 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 passion. Passion's good. Like the world's gonna be like, yay, passion. When you're obsessed, they're like, why are you gonna be so crazy? Why can't you be satisfied? Why do you always gotta get things so perfect? Why do you spend so much time here? When you're obsessed, people think you're nuts. So it's different. If no one thinks you're crazy, you're not yet operating to the outer limits of your potential. You're not there yet. Because somebody in your life should say, man, you really care about this in like a crazy way.
It's time to stay focused. It's time to decide. Clubs, partying, trying to fit in and socialize, rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you not clubbing? Like every time I text you and invite you to go do something fun and cool, you always studying. Because I'm trying to get it. The more weird you are is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your shit, molding and shaping and developing your ideas and your craft so that when it's time for you to make your rounds, you gonna fly. You still got work to do. Stay on that basketball court. Stay on that football field. All the homies texting and calling and trying to make you feel bad about being so focused. It's grind season, homie.
I'm obsessed with improvement. Every day I'm getting better. There are those of you with phones, and every new phone that comes out, you get it. Every upgrade, you get it. Every piece of software, you get it. You are upgrading your technology, and you've not upgraded yourself. So listen to me. There are those of you who said, I want to be a millionaire. I want to be the best at this company, right? But your value system says you believe in sleep more than you believe in grinding. Your value system says you are a consumer and not a producer. And if you're going to go to the next level, your value are going to have to change. We do not retreat. We do not give up. We do not surrender. And
And the reason why most of you are not successful is because every single time stuff not going your way, you give up, you quit, you let go. And people feel weakness. They feel it. You can feel when somebody's not committed, when they're not all in, when they're not dedicated. And there's another level you get to when you go all in. You have to eat the dream.
Life is going to give everybody a bad hand. No one's going to leave here without being tried in life. Adversity makes the strong stronger or the weak weaker.
But how do you keep going? Why do you keep going?
What is it that will make it worth it for you? When you want to give up and things are working against you, to face the rejections.
What makes you get up when you fall down? What makes your mentality change? If there's a great situation or there's a bad situation, how do you dictate that based off the level of pain? Because I think that's what we're getting in trouble at.
That's why many are called, but few are chosen. Because everybody won't get the beat down. Everybody's not willing to face rejection. Everybody won't take the controversy. Everybody won't take the heat. Everybody won't hold themselves to a higher standard.
Because see, pain is tricky. Because if you don't control pain, it'll control you. Until you learn how to figure it out, until you learn how to tap it on the back and say, I know you there, but I'm built to deal with you.
Make a declaration to yourself. Declare all out war that you're going to get out of this rut. I'm bigger than this. I got me here. I can get me out of this. And I'm getting out. I'm not going to be a volunteer victim. I'm not going to let this get me down. I'm not going to let this destroy me. I'm coming back.
We must find a way to push through pain, because there's something greater on the other side of it.
Life gonna whip your butt. Life is gonna bully you. Stop whining. Stop crying. Nobody cares. Be demanding. Let it hit you, but don't let it punk you.
All I'm saying is don't quit. I didn't say don't rest. I didn't say don't recover. I said don't quit. Mentally, you ain't got to take off. Mentally, you can stay connected.
No matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it. I can, I will, I must be demanding.
You must have patience and engage in consistent action.
Even if no one else believes that you can do it, even if the odds are stacked against you, even if your chances of survival are slim to none, say to yourself, no matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it.
Go get your doggone stuff and don't let nobody tell you no. You go get your stuff and you go get all your stuff, because God gave you that stuff and they don't have a right to take it from you.
In spite of what's going on right now, in spite of the hardships that we've experienced, it's worth my going at it with everything in me. It's worth giving it every fiber of my being to bring it into reality, to express who I am. I got to sing the song I'm supposed to sing. I got to do the work I'm supposed to do. It's possible you can have it, in spite of where you are right now. That's not important. And it's necessary that you go at it with everything in you. You don't take it lightly. You go at it and you take responsibility for making it happen. And you own up to the fact it's going to be hard. So what? I'll do it hard. Sometimes you might be defeated, but to you, it's worth it.
Can you survive the temporary? On the other side of temporary pain, you get introduced to your other self. And that other self produces that other life.
When challenges and issues come back to back to back, and it seems like something is after me, something is attacking my journey.
You're thinking about quitting. You're thinking about giving up. You are caving in. Don't give up. Stay in it. Stay focused.
Maybe you need to rename your storm. Yeah, it sucks. Yeah, it's hard. But somehow healing's coming out of this.
It's easy to have faith and feel good when you're feeling good and you have no pain and your bills are paid. It's easy to be motivated then. But when that's not the situation, it's hard.
But it's worth fighting.
It's worth mustering yourself up, standing up inside yourself. It's worth being up tempo. It's worth fighting relentlessly, never giving up.
There's going to be things that go on that are out of your control. The worst thing you can do is let something that's out of your control control you.
Get control of yourself. Get control of your emotions.
Don't get angry. Don't get frustrated. Instead, stay calm and figure out how to move forward.
You know what I ask myself when going through pain? What if I can do it? What if I can defy all the odds? What if I can prove everyone wrong? What if I can pull off a fucking miracle? What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be? And just the thought of that can give you the strength to pull yourself out of the gutter and back in the fight one more time.
You gotta go all the fuck in. When there's a will, there's a way, and there's always a way. When you're committed, you don't care about the facts. You don't care about the odds. You don't care about the opinions of others. The only thing you care about is making it through to the other fucking side. No matter what it takes, you just gotta keep searching, keep fighting, keep hammering, keep failing, keep trying, keep getting back up again, and stop at nothing to reach it.
I will never quit, because if you quit, you're done. I will never quit. I will persevere and I will thrive on adversity. My team expects me to be physically harder and mentally stronger than our opponents. I will be physically harder and mentally stronger than anything that comes against me, my family, my business, my brothers, my sisters, my team. I will be the one that is physically harder and mentally stronger, and I will work to maintain that position. You won't beat me. You have got to make a decision in your life. You have got to make a decision about your fitness. You have got to make decisions about your business. You have got to make decisions about your marriage. You have got to make decisions about your kid. Because you know what? Your only other option is to crouch in stagnant fear like a coward and potentially die and potentially put the lives of everyone who depends on you in jeopardy. And the reason that Chad Wright is sitting here right now talking to you is because Chad Wright mustered whatever strength that he had left to claw his way back onto his freaking feet and pony up, that no matter how many times I was knocked down, that I would muster enough strength to get back on my feet and get in the fight.
We have two voices in our mind. There's that one voice that we love to hear. It's that soft motherfucker that says, sleep the fuck in. It's okay. Well, there's another motherfucking voice that wakes you up in the middle of the night. It's that demon voice that whispers in your fucking ear that says, get up, motherfucker. You're not fucking good enough. You gotta work fucking harder. You haven't put enough time in. It's that voice you wanna run away from. It's that voice you don't wanna fucking hear. But guess what? It's that voice you need to fucking listen to.
At some point in your life, give every single thing you got.
A true dog mentality is not enough to make to the NFL. Be the fucking MVP. It's not enough you win a 5K. Win a 10K. It's not enough you became a doctor. Be a better doctor. It's not enough you lost 50 pounds. Go out there and do something with it.
Never do the bare minimum. Be different.
Try to be 10% better than you were last week. So if you're running 30 miles a week, run 33. If you're swimming 500 meters, swim 550.
You ain't the only one doing what you're doing. And that's some kid, and right now, he's trying to take your spot.
So just when you felt like you did that last rep and your muscles are saying, I can't do no more reps, you said, yeah, you got to do one more. Because right now, while you quitting, he might be doing five more. While you quitting and giving up, while you saying, all right, I did enough, it's time to rest, he might just be getting in his zone.
There's always someone out there who's working harder than you. I'm haunted by that motherfucker. Know that that someone out there is willing to forgo personal desires for comforts, forgo sleep, forgo whatever it takes to be better, to be the best. We'll always have that person out there. There may not be a name or a face to him, but he exists. You make sure in life when they think about that person, you make sure they put a name and a face to it. You make sure the name and face is yours. You need to haunt him. Get in somebody's head. Own space.
If you're not willing to do it every single day, you're not going to beat the man that's doing it every single day. I'm not the best, but they have not outworked me. I'm not the best. I'm a beast. And oftentimes when you're going up against other beasts, sometimes they just want it more than you want it. They're not more talented than you. They just know what they're out there for. You got to find something within, and that's got to push you, and that's got to drive you. And when you find your why, you find a way to make it happen.
In all times when you want to quit, you make sure you know all those times, hours, days you sacrifice to be the best.
People have this reoccurring nightmare that there's some thing, some force that's got a hold of them, and it's holding them down, and they can't break free. No matter what they do, they can't break free from that force.
Well, I'm here to tell you that that thing in your nightmare, that thing that's holding you back, that thing that's dragging you down, that thing is you.
There are two fundamental attitudes toward life and its sorrows. Those with the first attitude blame the world. Those with the second ask what they could do differently. It's much easier and much more gratifying to your basest desires to blame someone else for your misery.
You know what's so funny? We want people to make guarantees to us, but we're not willing to make guarantees to ourselves. That's the problem with some of you. You always want to blame other people. You owe you an explanation. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you? You need to put yourself on punishment. You need to tell you no more TV, no more snacks, no more dessert. No, we working out now. You need to tell you that you owe you something.
Every day, I demand more for myself than anybody else could humanly expect. I'm not competing with somebody else. I'm competing with what I'm capable of. My number one competition is me. It's always you versus you. You got to be the one to get up every morning, be disciplined, put in the consistent daily hard work, because that gains success. No coach, no trainer, no mentor, no boss can do it. You versus you.
I value myself enough to give 120% or don't do it. There is no excuse for not living up to your fullest potential. No excuse. You walk out of this room, you owe yourself. I didn't get here making excuses. What changed? I changed. And I stopped being a victim. I stopped saying I've got to wait for good things to happen to me. And I said I'm going to grind. I'm going to fight.
You're going to make a lot of mistakes. You're going to have a lot of failures. You're going to have a lot of struggles. You're going to feel dumb and ask questions and don't know what to do or where to go. You got to know why you're out here, because you're going to get your butt kicked when the storms of life come, and they're going to come. When life pounces on you, and that's going to happen. When it catches you on the blind side and drop you to your knees, and that's going to happen. When your plans don't work out, and that's going to happen. When you start running out of money, and that's going to happen. When you want to give up, and that's going to happen. Your reasons will be your rod and staff to comfort you. Your reasons will be your bridge over troubled waters. But you got to know why you're there, because your reasons, when life drops you to your knees, your reasons will help you get back up. When times I wanted to give up. Why are you here, Les? Because I want to make Mama proud of me. Why are you here, Les? I promised my kids something I'm going to do for them. I'm going to give them a better life. I want to leave them a legacy. I'm not going to give up. Go back, fool, go back. No, no.
I refuse to give up on my dream.
And I'm not going to let anything stop me. Sometimes you have to back up and go within and pray and meditate and recharge your batteries. Go away, clear your head, and then come back and look at it from a different vantage point. Don't operate while you are under the spell or the effect of what's going on. See, we can't control the thoughts that come in our minds, but we can control the thoughts that we dwell on. So your thoughts have magnetism, and the most challenging thing is to discipline your thinking, behold the vision of what it is that you want. Don't allow your emotions to control you. We are emotional, but you want to begin to discipline your emotion. If you don't discipline and contain your emotions, they will use you.
This is a test. This is the day I'm going to find out if my goals really are my goal. I'm talking about looking yourself in the mirror, looking yourself in the eye, and saying, I'm going to dominate today better than any other day.
You're going to get up. You're going to get dressed. You're going to get out. And you're going to do what you've been called to do. You're going to be what you called to be. And you're going to prove to everybody that tried to break you, everybody that tried to stop you, everybody that tried to kill your dream, you're going to prove all of them wrong.
I'm going to show them all they're wrong, because I'm the champion. I'm going to prove I'm the greatest. I'm going to prove to you I'm the greatest. I'm going to prove to the world I'm the greatest. There'll never be one like me.
Our character is defined by the choices we make on a moment-to-moment basis. It all adds up to the win. You might not win it today, but your efforts done today, even the failure felt today, are all measures that create the moment later. And if you get knocked down, found a physical court, you get back up, try that same endeavor, then you find yourself victorious in that endeavor, that's the sweetest victory of all. That feels a confidence that's unbreakable.
And you've come too far to only come this far. So you fight if you have to. You call if you have to. You scrap if you have to. You do whatever it takes, because on the other side of that pain is your promise. So you get through, you'll get through, so you can get your reward.
No one's coming to save you. No one's coming to save you. The only person that's going to make a drastic change in your life is you. You have to do it for you.
You have to force yourself. Anything that's a break from your routine is going to require force. And the only way you'll get it is by forcing yourself to be uncomfortable. Get out of your head. Get out of your feelings. Your feelings are screwing you. I don't care how you feel. I care about what you want. And if you listen to how you feel when it comes to what you want, you will not get it, because you will never feel like it.
Discipline is the path to freedom. Discipline is the driver of daily execution. Discipline defeats the infinite excuses that hold you back. Make discipline part of your daily life, and your daily life will get better.
You need to be the master of your emotions, not let them affect you.
Discipline is something you dictate. Motivation won't make you exercise every day. Discipline will. Motivation won't stay up late and finish a project for you. Discipline will. Motivation isn't going to get you out of bed in the morning. Discipline will.
I see people writing on my page, oh, I listen to your videos and I get hyped. That's great. But what do you do after the 5 minutes is over? What do you do when you wake up the next day? What do you do when somebody's not there watching? What do you do when you have to either do what it is you know you're supposed to do without somebody there to supervise you, or you get to take the playoff because no one's going to know the difference? And that's discipline to do the shit that you don't want to do because you know it needs to be fucking done.
Don't run from the difficult classes. Take them. Little pressure, little progress. Stop taking shortcuts. Stop taking the easy way. Go to the heat, because the sooner you go to the heat, the sooner this rain.
You got to get a little bit more intense about your life. You got to stop being so casual. It's decisions we make that chase that best version of us every second, every day, because every day alters the direction of the course of our lives.
Take ownership. Don't make excuses. Don't blame any other person or any other thing. Get control of your ego. Take ownership of everything in your world, the good and the bad. Take ownership of your mistakes. Take ownership of your shortfalls. Take ownership of your problems, and then take ownership of the solutions that will get those problems solved. Take ownership of your job, of your future, and take ownership of your life.
People have this reoccurring nightmare that there's something, some force that's got a hold of them, and it's holding them down, and they can't break free. No matter what they do, they can't break free from that force. Well, I'm here to tell you that that thing in your nightmare, that thing that's holding you back, that thing that's dragging you down, that thing is you. You know who's going to bail you out? You know who's going to come and rescue you? You know who's going to come and save the day? No one. You have no backup. You have no reinforcements. No one's going to come and do it for you. You're going to have to do it all yourself.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.